Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th President's Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, President and CEO of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz. And as I like to tell you, he's a global businessman, problem solver. Bill, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you a quick question and a quick answer on Taiwan, and then I want to get to immigration. We talked quickly earlier about Hong Kong, and I said off the air to you, why did we not defend Hong Kong? And you said, well, the world didn't want to go to war over Hong Kong. But then I said to you, is the world ready to go to war with Taiwan? Because you and I both know that Hong Kong was the practice run for Xi Jinping towards Taiwan. Will the world defend Taiwan?
So the answer to your question is that Hong Kong was the practice run. But remember that Hong Kong was actually given back to China, so there's no question of sovereignty in Hong Kong. And Hong Kong, under the method, was going to be the one government, two systems approach that they were later going to sell to the Taiwanese. Obviously, the Taiwanese are looking on in horror at what's happening in Hong Kong,
right,
realizing whatever the promises were, they're not going to be kept. Hong Kong is a part of China. Taiwan, by the international community's consensus, is not, technically. And that's a big difference. And so I think the answer to your question is, my guess is what's going to happen in the near future is that the U.S. and some of its allies are going to, Australia probably specifically, are going to pivot to the point where they're going to try and uphold the independence and separateness of Taiwan, whether that includes putting military installations in Taiwan, something they have so far not done. We don't have any joint air bases in Taiwan, but that's probably something we should consider. That will infuriate Xi, but on the other hand, Xi also has problems with his own Politburo. So I think Taiwan is the flashpoint.
But that'll be his test. Won't that be how he tests Biden first?
No, I don't think so. I think he's testing Biden as he tested Trump with Hong Kong first, knowing that our options to respond are limited because it's clearly part of China.
I'm going to get you to come back another day, and we'll talk some more about this, but I got to get your thoughts on immigration. It seems to me that it's apparent to me, I think to everyone, that Biden is liberalizing immigration to a much greater degree than Trump did. What do you think?
I think he is, and I think he should. I think the problem is that somewhere on the meter between crazy and nothing at all is a modest, modicum of sensibility. The country has always benefited from immigration.
But immigration, not illegal immigration, Bill.
Well, I hadn't said illegal immigration. I would prefer to see qualified immigration enlarged at great length. I'm not anxious to see caravans of Hondurans and El Salvadorians.
But isn't that what the Biden plan?
No, I don't think so. I think they're working through. Remember that Trump also cracked down on the H-1B visas, which was crazy because
that was a mistake. I agree.
Right. So I mean, I think they're conducting a policy wide review. I think that's part of the issue. Clearly that we have benefited for years from immigrants. Most of our ancestors were that. It's got to be done in the right fashion. But there does need to be ongoing immigration. We are the world's last best hope.
Well, there's no question about that. And that's the one thing. But on a geopolitical standpoint, Bill, as we wrap this up, isn't that something that every American leader, every American should realize? That we are the bulwark against despots. America is. What do you think?
Yeah, And I look at World War II. I mean, there was a strong effort to keep a lot of Jewish refugees out. Some of them, like Einstein and the others, helped us win the war. So
right.
I want to separate the turn temperature of the time from the long-term process of who we let in and why mm-hmm. we do it. But we should let people in. We should be fairly liberal. We've always been a welcoming.
But it should be an immigration policy, not a vote pandering policy. And that's my last thoughts on that.
It's probably going to be a bit of both because that sign on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor. I mean, we got to, you know, that's how we got here, and that's how we got to keep going.
Bill, good job today, as always. Thank you for your leadership and for your wisdom. Will you come back soon?
I will come back anytime you need, Jim, and hopefully February will pass for both of us soon.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Bill joins us. Even when he and I don't always agree. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.